from the moment you were born. There are voices telling you what is and what is not, what is true and what are lies, defining the parameters of the real world. This self-perpetuating, never-ending limit on thought and actions can only end if you free your mind. This is the Free Your Mind Show with Moose Girl and Grimnir. Sit back and listen and see your way beyond the world as it has been defined. Yeah, folks, this is the Free Your Mind Show, episode 2 of the Free Your Mind Show, by the way. This episode is entitled, What Is and What Should Never Be. What day is this? March 4, 2021, right here on Thursday, 5 p.m. my time here in the Mountain Zone, 7 p.m. out there on the East Coast, 6 in Moose Girl's house. You here with us, Moose? Hello, Moose Girl. Where'd she go? I don't know where she went. Anyway, I imagine she's around somewhere. I was just talking to her, so I don't know where she went. She disappeared. Okay. So anyway, we're calling the episode What Is and What Should Never Be. And pretty much in today's world, if you look around out there, most things that are should not be, should never have been. And I want to take it down that road, but I need Moose Girl here in order to bounce my brain off of, you know, in a metaphorical way. I don't actually want to bounce my brain off of her. That would be a mess. Oh, boy. So I don't know what happened to her.
Hello?
Hello, there you are.
Jeez, what happened?
I don't know, where'd you go?
I didn't change anything. All of a sudden, it wasn't on the right setting.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, okay.
All right.
How did that happen? I don't know.
Beats me.
Not sure.
All right. Not sure. President, not sure. Oh. Wait. He wasn't president. He was just the other guy. Anyway. Oh, wait. He became president. That's right. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Kind of.
In the movie Idiocracy.
Oh.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. The guy Luke Wilson played a character there, and they were trying to give him an identity thing, you know, like an identity tattoo or whatever, because that's the way it works in the Idiocracy future, which is actually the Idiocracy now.
Right.
And they were asking him something about his name, and he said, "Not sure." And so they made that his name. His name was Not Sure.
Okay.
And so he eventually became president. And he was the smartest person on Earth in that future Idiocracy zone. And today's world, he's about average. Yeah. So anyway. Mm-hmm. That's a great film. I don't know if you ever saw Idiocracy or not.
I don't think I saw that one.
Ah, what a great film.
Okay.
Yeah, MJC, it does sound like Biden.
Yeah, it does. That's who I thought you were talking about at first.
He's definitely president, not sure. Not sure of where he is or who he is.
No one knows where the fuck he is.
He doesn't know.
No, he doesn't know where he is at the time. So
Oh, boy. So anyway, can you think of any examples, just off the top of your head, things going on in the world today that are, that should never be?
I mean, the list is long, Grim.
It is endless. Everything that's going on out there is...
The mask thing!
The whole corona nonsense, because we know where that came from.
Yeah.
That's been a long planned event that did not just spring up out of nature, some guy eating bat soup in Wuhan. No, yeah. that's not how that happened. But that was a long-planned event in order to drive the planned demic, scamdemic, in order to drive control, massive control over everybody around the world. And for once, it's not just the U.S. doing this nasty stuff. It's the whole world doing this nasty stuff. But to control and manipulate everybody. And of course, we all saw how it got, or how it still is, with the people that believing in the propaganda and the nonsense that this is a real thing, this corona crap, and that for some reason, whatever, that first off, nobody was going to get it, nothing to worry about. And I was like, all right, well, some people might get it, but really nothing to worry about. You don't have to wear masks. Don't wear them. Masks are not good for you. Don't wear them. Oh, then the next day, nope, masks are good, and everybody needs to wear them all the time, and you got to have these 6 feet away. Oh, now we got to close all the businesses and close all the schools. Because of what now? What are your stats? What are your data? Oh, okay, it's 0.009% of the people may actually come down with this or get maybe ill from it. Of course, all the other illnesses you used to have are no longer in existence because everything is now this new thing that we want to manipulate you with.
Yeah.
And then come these crazy, quote, vaccines, unquote. So, masks, the whole, you know, plandemic in the first place. All this social distancing, self-isolation, and they just come up with numbers out of nothing, you know?
The numbers are made up. They're not based on any facts at all.
They just create numbers. All right, well, we're going to give you 14 days to flatten the curve. We never really had any overwhelming business at our medical facilities, but we still think we've got to continue this on, and we'll spread it out into other areas of the world. Other things that are going on to control you in that way. I still don't understand the whole toilet paper shortage thing, man. I don't know what happened there on that. Why that item, that particular item, became the big. I mean, you can't eat the toilet paper. It's not
water. It wasn't just toilet paper. It was other things.
Well, I know.
Toilet paper was the main one.
Yeah, that was the huge one. Yeah, people selling, you know, six rolls of toilet paper for $100 and crap. All right. Oh, did I mention, by the way, that we are live on reallibertymedia.com?
I don't know if you did. I didn't.
But on the Free Your Mind show page, or also on rlmradio.xyz. I try to mention those things at the top of the show, but you know, sometimes, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, I was searching for Moose at the time.
Searching for me?
Yeah, because you weren't here.
Oh, okay.
you were missing in action. MIA.
Moose. Missing, MMIA, Moose Missing in Action.
That's right.
Oh.
So, that's a big one. I mean, that's one thing that's been, this is like 9/11 stretched out over a year.
Right.
And
trauma. I mean, there's a lot of PTSD out there, whether or not you think it's affected you or not.
Oh, tons of it. Tons of it. People freaking out in all kinds of ways, and you can't really blame them. I mean, especially, you know, if you're just somebody trying to support their family and suddenly you have no work. Or if you're a business and you're trying to run a business and then you can't have a business.
Right.
All kinds of things. Unless, of course, you were a government employee, in which case you were totally unaffected. But don't worry. Here's $600. What one was that?
Right.
Like?
$600.
Yeah, it gave you that like last April or something. $600. That should tide you over for all those.
Here you go.
For all those.
Thanks, man.
All those thousands of dollars that you have lost and will continue to lose over the next many months. Yeah, all those people stranded in nursing homes and dying in nursing homes. Sorry, needed some water there.
That's all right.
So, anyway, I think most people here in Real Liberty Media, probably 90% of those people here at Real Liberty Media that listen to shows like this or hang out at places like this, understand that this is all nonsense. But for those of you out there in the rest of the world that think that somehow this is all real and you should trust whatever the goonerment says, you might want to reconsider that. You need to take note of that opening bit that I play there about your brain being programmed from birth with the nonsense they want you to buy into, which is the fact that they are a good and valid group and they know everything and they can help you. Of course they can't help you and they don't know anything.
They care about you?
Oh, they care. Yes, the government loves you. Your government loves you.
No, they don't.
Oh, man.
Mean they don't? What?
If they could take you out on a date, they would.
Oh, my God. It would be a terrible date. Oh, God. Date from hell.
You get to go out with Ted Cruz.
Oh, God. No, he... No. No, no. Oh, my gosh. Crazy stuff, man.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I had this article. Oh, okay. No, I don't know if I should go on here. Go this one. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you got, Grim?
Well, go ahead. Do what's your deal there?
I was going to do the Dr. Seuss thing.
Oh, go ahead. That's good. That's a good one.
Yeah, the Dr. Seuss thing... With these books being banned is freaking ridiculous, okay?
Yeah.
These books are iconic. Most of the characters in the books are non-human characters. They're just going way too far with this one. Let's see, read the rest. I have the full article here. What the heck?
Is his name S-U-E-S-S or S-E-U-S-S?
S-E-U.
All right.
S-S.
Confusing name. All right.
Oh, this is the Babylon Bee. Now, why did this come up there?
I don't know, but they're as good as any of the clap outlets, you know.
Anyway, some of these six books were put up on eBay and selling for, like, outrageous amounts of money, and... then eBay removed them. The books in question are... What the heck? I can't get any information. It doesn't even matter which books they are. The whole thing's ridiculous. One of them is to think that I saw it on Mulberry Street...
Okay.
Is one of them. Because an Asian person is portrayed wearing a conical hat, holding chopsticks, and eating from a bowl. In that book.
Okay.
If I Ran the Zoo includes a drawing of two barefooted African men wearing what appears to be grass skirts with their hair tied above their heads. It says, ceasing sales of these books is only part of our commitment and our broader plan to ensure Dr. Seuss Enterprises catalog represents and supports all communities and families.
Tell me that one again. The guy has his hot hair tied on his head?
Like in a bun or whatever, you know.
Okay. And what was wrong with that?
They don't show the picture because it looks like what they call a pygmy or something. You know what I mean? Like in cartoons or whatever.
Okay.
Hang on, let me see if they have a picture of it.
Okay, I'm looking here on Amazon right now. And they have an Italian version of the Cat in the Hat.
Yeah.
Going for $978.
Oh, my freaking God.
$978 for the Italian edition of the Cat in the Hat.
Hmm. Well, the Cat in the Hat was not one of them.
Okay.
That was banned. But right now, Dr. Seuss books are 9 of the top 10 best-selling titles on Amazon. Fan sales soaring after 6 titles were canceled for racist and insensitive imagery.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Anyway,
Was the Lorax
no,
one of them?
No, the Lorax was surprisingly not one of them.
Okay, because they got that going for $100.
Yeah, the Lorax was not one that was banned, though.
All right.
But the books that were banned were To Think I Saw It on Mulberry Street, If I Ran the Zoo, The Cat's Quizzer, Scrambled Egg Super, McElligot's Pool, and On Beyond Zebra.
Okay. Well, they have the Cat's Quizzer here.
Okay.
Going from $280.
Holy shit.
for a $2 book. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm not familiar with those books. Or if I am, you know, if I may have read them as a child. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know when all these books came out, but yeah. Yeah. So anyway, if they were around and available in the 60s, I probably read them at school or something, you know.
Probably, but they're for, like, little kids.
So, anyway,
you know, they're
these,
for, like, pretty little kids.
These are fictional cartoon characters, not racist in any way. Dr. Seuss was not a racist. And
no. I mean, 6 years ago, former, you know, President, First Lady, Michelle Big Mike, she read a Dr. Seuss book to a group of school children, and it says, now Dr. Seuss is racist and has become the latest victim of woke mob cancel culture. So that's what's driving all this.
Okay.
Is this cancel culture crap. So, what, I don't really get it. I don't get the, I don't know.
Well, that's why this is one of those things that is and should never be.
Right.
Which, again, as you say, or as is kind of widely known, that's pretty much everything at this point in time. It's an insane world.
It is. It's. I mean, and then just this whole year, last year, 2020, was just bizarre. And now people are freaking out, like we said. And they're killing themselves. They're killing each other.
Oh, yeah.
People are losing it. You push people into a corner like that and take away stuff that they're used to having, like jobs, and they get desperate. And it affects them psychologically.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah, big time.
People are social creatures. And we like, you know, not everybody's the same. Some people are not social people, which is fine. But to the ones that are, this is like torture, you know?
Yeah.
It was like. It's opening up now. Wisconsin wasn't as bad as New Mexico.
And I think New Mexico is about the worst one out there still.
Yeah.
Even more than California. Anyway, here's an article posted up on WKYT,
mm-hmm.
Some Kentucky place. Studies reveal increased suicide rates across the United States. Mental health issues are rising among adults during the COVID-19 pandemic. Family therapist says the CDC report shows that more than 40% of United States adults say they have at least one mental health event. And the percentage is leading to suicide. Government statistics in Japan show that more people died from suicide in October than from Corona Bologna in all of 2020. So in that 1 month in Japan, Yeah. So during late June, 40% of U.S. adults reported struggling with mental health or substance abuse to the CDC. 31% reported anxiety or depression symptoms. 13% started or increased substance abuse. 26% reported trauma or stress-related disorder symptoms. And 11%, that's a large number, say mm-hmm. they seriously considered suicide. And this, you know, it's all connected, of course, because this all ties right directly back into what the elitists, the globalists, or whatever you want to call those assholes. The controllers of the world, you know.
Yep.
And they are the controllers. Make no bones about that. Don't question that for a second. They are in control, and they are driving all of this stuff. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they knew what would happen by doing all this.
So this should.
They act like, oh, we didn't know how long this was going to go on. It's like bull crap.
Right.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
you knew exactly how long you wanted this to go on.
And
don't let me know none of more of your lies. Just shut up.
Right. And you knew the totalitarianism was going to increase globally because of this. And you wanted it was a test, too, to see how easily they could.
Right.
Easily. Get that? How easily they could.
Easily.
They could control people. Yes, they all suck. But to have over 10% of the population out there seriously considering suicide over the stuff that's gone on is definitely what should never be. That should just not. I mean, I can understand the anxiety and depression. You're out of work, all that.
Yeah.
You can't feed your family. You're getting no help from anybody else because everybody else is in the same situation. I can understand the increased substance abuse if you still got cash to buy the substance.
Right.
So, and I don't know how you start substance abuse, but apparently at some point you do. And 26% reporting trauma or stress-related disorder symptoms. Yeah, this is a very traumatic thing. The percentage of people considering suicide should be well less than 1%. It should not be over 10% at any point in time.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, musicians and people that are creative have been really hit hard by this because that's their outlet. That's their livelihood, to perform in front of people. And... like 25% of the venues in this country are closed for good. They're starting to work their way back to doing concerts and live music again, but it's still not, you know, the regular way of having a concert, you know. It's still socially distanced and drive in, and you still got to wear the mask, and it's like, come on.
Yeah, so a lot of people... now they're out there because they release these various, quote, vaccines, unquote.
Right.
Yeah, and so they're out there and they're begging for these vaccines. They love these vaccines. They really want these.
They do. They buy most of the people, from what I've seen on Facebook, I'll just use that as a gauge. They bought into this whole thing, hook, line, and sinker, dude. They went through the fear thing. And then they're like, oh, good, there's going to be a vaccine. And so they run out there and they grab that get that vaccine as soon as they can. And then people have even, like, bragged about it on their social media.
Oh, sure.
Showing their vaccine certificate.
Yeah,
or showing their arm with the, you know, Band-Aid on it or whatever. It's like, really? It's just really bizarre. It's really bizarre.
It's not bizarre.
Even the vaccine to begin with.
Right. Anyway, you should maybe want to share this particular article with some of those folks that are that haven't gotten the vaccine yet but are considering it and wanting it.
Don't listen, Grim. They don't want to hear it, dude. These are the brainwashed people that buy into this crap, and they'll be the ones saying, oh, no, you're the crazy one. Right. You don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. But
they don't want to hear it. Most people don't want to fucking hear it.
But here it is.
Okay.
CDC admits 98 million Americans were given cancer via cancer virus via the polio shot. Now, everybody thinks, oh, a polio shot, that was a great thing. Yeah, it saves all these people from being in wheelchairs. And sure, until they died from cancer. So the CDC has admitted that between 1955 and 1963, over 98 million Americans received one or more doses of a polio shot, which was contaminated with a cancer-causing virus called simian vaculating virus. Okay, 40, SV40. It's not quite the same as CV19. It's SV40. The CDC quickly took down the page along with Google, but the site was luckily cached and saved to symbolize the grand admission. So SV40 is a virus found in a species of monkey. SV40, so what is this bat species anyway? So SV40 was discovered in 1960. Soon afterward, the virus was found in the polio vaccine. More than 98 million Americans received one or more doses of the polio vaccine from 1955 to 1963, with a proportion of the vaccine was contaminated with SV40. It has been estimated that 10 to 30 million Americans could have received SV40 contaminated dose of vaccine. SV40 has been found in certain types of cancer in humans, but has not been determined that SV40 causes those cancers. Well, you're not going to admit to it that you gave all these people cancer. But anyway, this is the fact. This is the truth. This is from their own mouths before they tried to redact it. You know, they did not want people knowing. And this is the same CDC that's out there now giving these
They still won't believe it. They'll say it's misinformation, Graham. They'll say it's not true, even though it comes from the CDC. They admit it.
You're right.
People still won't believe it. They'll be like, oh, no.
People love the fear, I think. I think that's a lot of what it comes down to is their mind is so enwrapped by the word coming off of the television or wherever mm-hmm. Whatever mainstream clap outlet is out there. They say they're in terrible fear of it, and they may be, but they love it. They love having that kind of stuff going on. And you know, somebody, as you mentioned earlier, why is this a Babylon Bee piece? You know, the Babylon Bee is so much mm-hmm. more accurate than the stuff coming off of.
In some ways, they are.
They are. I saw one thing posted up on Babylon Bee the other day and saying that with mask mandates being lifted across the country, these people are afraid that they're never going to be able to tell people how they should run their lives again.
Right.
Yeah. So, the Dr. Seuss 17 things, yeah.
That's the Babylon Bee article. Yeah. It's linked from that other story, so.
Right,
but
right.
It's pretty funny because that article's funny. They point out these stupid things that are just really out there and just dumb. It's a satire piece, that last article I posted. But, I mean, people are freaking out.
People are freaking out. And there's a lot of things people aren't freaking about, which are things that are, that should never have been.
Right.
which, like, most people are not freaking out about the incredible creation of so-called money. They don't get it. They don't understand that every time they pump out these trillions and trillions more dollars, that the value of what they have, their cash, mm-hmm. becomes less. So they're, right. they're just sitting there, oh, I got X amount of $1,000 in the bank. Yeah, but those thousands of dollars ain't going to buy you what they did before all these trillions of dollars were printed. And 20% of all money in existence, well, in U.S. money, cash dollars, that is in existence, was created last year.
Yeah.
20%. Okay, there's been 240-odd years of the United States existing with a certain amount of cash, and then last year, you dump 20% more on top of that. And even if that was the only damage being done via the fiat currencies around the world, because it's not just the U.S. doing this, it, all other countries are pumping out stimulus dollars as well. So if people don't take into consideration that everything they've worked hard for, their life savings, is going down the drain without them ever touching it, without anybody actually ever touching it. They're just touching the money supply, and they're pumping all this, they're making all this new fake money. And I imagine that most of you, when you go and go to like the grocery store or the gas station, which boy, let me tell you, gas is, yeah, that's up to, it was like $2.75 in town here. Last night when
it
I was out there.
It keeps going up.
Yeah,
know
you know, a couple, yeah. couple 3 weeks ago, it was like $2.20. A couple weeks before that, mm-hmm. it was under $2. So there's that. And then a lot of stuff at your groceries. Or even if you order stuff regularly, like from Amazon, and you say, hey, I think this wasn't that much last time I ordered this. You can go and list your orders there and click on order details. And say, okay, last time I paid $10 for this, now it's $17. What the hell? It's the same product.
Right?
The same product. It's only been a few months, and so why am I having to pay more to get the exact same thing for something that's not considered one of these pandemic freakout items? Which I can understand on some of those, supply and demand in economics 101. That's pretty easy to understand.
How much is it by you, Grim, the gas?
$2.75.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You're more expensive than here.
Yeah, and New Mexico is an oil producing state.
Weird.
Yeah. So
weird.
Yeah. And I might find it at $2.68 or something at the other end of town. But there's three gas stations up on the one end of town where the grocery store is, and they were all $2.73, $2.75, right in that range. I didn't bother to look for diesel because I don't know what to compare it to because I didn't look a month ago
mm-hmm.
at diesel. But
I think that's going up too.
Oh, you bet it is. And you know what happens when diesel goes up?
Yes.
The
prices go up.
The price of all the products that those trucks
yep.
are delivering go up. of course, now they're saying, well, we don't even need truck drivers or trucks anymore like that. All trucks are going to be electric and driverless. Okay, great. So how many millions of truck drivers are there in the United States right now?
Oh, there's a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot. So what's going to happen with them? People thinking these green vehicles are saving the environment, they're not, because the energy still needs to be made, and it's being made with fossil fuels, which
yep.
is also a misnomer. They're not actually fossil fuels, but that's what they call them. That's the way they're understood. So I'll just refer to them in that way and try and correct myself afterwards.
Well, I use the non-ethanol gas, if that means anything. I don't know.
No, that just means...
I think it saves me money. It gets better gas mileage.
You probably do get better mileage with it because ethanol burns a little hotter and dirtier.
Yep.
Ethanol, it just means it's corn, pretty much corn.
Corn-based.
Yeah. So they're by stealing all the corn from the people that grow it, not stealing it, but having them grow it specifically to produce ethanol, then that drives up the price of that product for everybody else because it's being used for fuel rather than for food.
Right.
And corn being one of the big staple foods around the world. So,
yep.
Yeah.
So a lot of things are made with corn.
But... Oh, yeah, tons of stuff. Yeah, I'm looking through my list of articles, and I don't really have many. Most of the songs I have are dealing with crypto, or not songs, but stories I have are dealing with crypto, cooking, personal stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see. All right, I got some of them. Let's see. So we got here. Terraforming Terra on the globalwarming.arklean.blogspot.com.
Okay.
Something that you talk about quite often here.
Mm-hmm.
The mRNA COVID vaccine is not a vaccine.
No, it is not.
It's not. So 80% of those.
It's mRNA.
Yeah.
Which is not a vaccine.
80% of those vaccinated become sick, all for no known benefit. The whole vaccination narrative is merely means to step around the regulatory framework. It is clearly an unregulated experiment with the potential to cause major damage. Only the New World Order folks think that they can make this stand. How really is this going to end? Oh, well, I don't know what this guy is about here. He says Nazism ended at Nuremberg. Not really, but it did go through that phase. The final suppression of communism and their Nazi running dogs is becoming. And this guy is really a terrible speller or terrible spell checker. anyway, is becoming truly necessary. So I'm not going to go on with this article because. I don't trust this guy. I don't know who this person is. It's an article that
dead air.
What? Are we dead air?
I hate that when that happens.
Well, maybe it's just him. Maybe it was just
okay.
One guy. I don't know if it was one guy or not.
Then there's another article that I found on the same.
My stream time shows solid 39 minutes. So
okay.
Anyway, here's a link to that. So.
And I have that link for that other one from News.
But I'm not gonna put that log in the blog post because I don't trust this guy.
Is that Mike Adams?
No. This one that I just posted there.
Oh, okay. Because mine's by Mike Adams.
Okay. And again, that's not he's not really somebody I totally trust either. But
right.
At least
this is an article. It's really in depth and informative.
Okay.
So.
Anyway, so these mRNA vaccines should not mm-hmm. exist. They shouldn't be out there. That mRNA stuff goes into your bloodstream and alters your DNA.
Yeah.
Do you want a vaccine that alters your DNA?
It's not a vaccine.
And it doesn't say what kind of alterations it's making to your DNA, but it's doing something there. He points out here, Adams, research in mRNA vaccines is still in its infancy, even though various biotech pioneers have been working on ways to achieve mRNA vaccines for around 2 decades. It's very likely that yet 2 more decades of research will be required to achieve acceptable levels of safety and efficacy, which doesn't matter because they're putting it out there right now and pumping it into people's veins. Now, I have my own concepts and ideas of what this is all about, what they're trying to do with this stuff, but I don't need to share that with you at this point in time. I've shared it on previous shows, okay, they're saying that our air went dead. Sorry, but
I guess it did for a little bit.
Yeah, it didn't show it on my end, and so... Sorry about that. If you missed anything, it'll be on that podcast. oh boy.
you know how it goes.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, they lifted the mandate in Texas, the lockdown crap in Texas and Mississippi.
That's
a good thing.
Right, 100%. But let's talk about something else. Something else that touches most of our lives and is near and dear to our heart. That is still in many places. Well, pretty much, anyway, it still is in every place. But it's to a different degree. But should never have been. Marijuana. Cannabis. Weed.
Yeah.
The prohibition. That should never, never, never have been. And it has destroyed lives everywhere.
Yep.
Across the country. Around the world. The people have been murdered over it all the time. They're still being murdered over it. And depending on where you live, they're still kicking down doors if they smell you smoking a plant. Or if they think you got a plant growing in your yard that might not be to their liking. That is something that should never have come into play.
No.
But it is. And even in all the places where it's legal now, it's not really legal. I mean, it is.
It's because of that asshole Anslinger back in the day. He was a fucking hothead and just an asshole. And it started with, you know, because black people smoke weed. And we can't have that.
Right.
So if black people use weed, then it has to be bad, right? And that's the narrative they drove with that. And even all other drugs, you know, heroin, opium, all
the
other
drugs. Also, you know, the Mexicans, because that's how they decided to go ahead and call it marijuana.
Right. Yep. Exactly. Even though it's really cannabis, THC.
Right. Yeah, weed Nazis.
But
right.
Yeah, I watched that movie on Hulu, The United States versus Billie Holiday. And I don't know, a lot of people, I don't know if you have Hulu or not, but it was a really good movie. There was also another really good movie on there called Nomadland, which when I start watching this movie, I'm like, I should not watch this movie. But anyway, that's a different subject. But getting back to the pot thing, they really put her through the ringer. And that's what started the drug and wars. This was like the 1950s, I believe, Grim.
Right.
After the war, you know, and the feds just were assholes. You had Herbert, or who was the other guy, the psycho? Hoover?
They're all psychos, so I don't know which one you mean.
No, the guy from the FBI dude.
Oh, McCarthy.
No, not McCarthy.
Okay.
Hoover. J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was like...
J. Edgar Hoover. Him and Anslinger, that's who did that, the drug war. That's who started the drug war. Or making it illegal, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I think it was before that, but he certainly pumped it up. And then, of course, Nixon really pumped it up.
Right.
And then Reagan was no help with it either.
No.
So, But
then you get Clinton in there, and Clinton, the lying piece of shit he is, I didn't inhale.
Yeah, right.
Dude, everyone does not believe you, okay?
Right. No, I didn't inhale.
I didn't inhale. You didn't.
I didn't have sexual relations with that woman.
With that woman, yeah. Fuck you didn't. And then you get Obama. I don't know about the Bushes, about them and weed, but I'm sure George Jr. smoked it.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
I mean, this was they grew up in like the 70s, right?
Right, yeah, no, George W. Bush was, you know, he's big time coke fiend and a weed smoker and hanging out with hookers. And yeah, he was just a party boy. He was a rich,
A
rich entitled party boy, you know?
Yep, he was.
No different than Hunter Biden.
No different.
So
and
I,
then,
so I guess
you know, and he ended up becoming president, you know, and then you get Obama, and he's a pothead. It's like, you know, come on.
So I guess if it follows suit, we can expect in 20 years
Hunter
or so.
Hunter Biden to be president.
Yeah, President Hunter.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Just imagine that. I mean, oh, God.
Yep, yep. Hookers and crack will all be legal then,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, there you go. Which I think prostitution should be legal. I mean,
well,
come on.
All this shit should be legal. All this
yeah.
Crack should be legal. Hookers should be legal. Well,
right.
Whatever, man. It's you know, it's your own personal stuff that you're doing, and it affects nobody other than you and the other person involved. If it's if it comes to that,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Obama was busy freebasing. Sure.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, yeah. I mean. Oh, God. And, I mean, it was one big old party house up there. It always has been.
Oh, yeah. All of them, all the people that are in charge, their leaders. I mean, the freaking governor of New Mexico is always doing all kinds of crap that she's telling you exactly not to do. But, you know, you're right. Hunter is a pedophile. But that doesn't mean that George W. Bush wasn't a pedophile and Clinton wasn't a pedophile and
Joe is,
yeah.
Have you seen those videos of Joe with the children?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where Hunter got it from.
Something happens to those people's minds when they got that much power.
Yeah, they're sick, dude. They're fucked up, dude.
They just think
they're driving this whole global sex trafficking thing. They're involved in that.
Right.
If
right.
they wanted to do something about that, they could do more about it.
Oh, sure they could. Yeah, I'm from what I read, and I don't know if it's accurate or not, but Epstein was an FBI asset. And he was there to lure people in power in,
mm-hmm.
and turn them into pedos if they weren't already. So that they could be controlled. So that they could be controlled, those that are in power or coming up into power. So Epstein was actually working for them.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, so like I said, I have no evidence or proof of that. But it's things that I've read that sounded very probable.
Yeah, Lincoln, Nebraska. I don't know why that's such a... I know this. I've heard the story, Donna, but I can't. Yeah, it Boys Town's there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big hub. Yeah, it's messed up. But I mean, think about the weed thing though. If the weed was legal, I believe we wouldn't have much. People wouldn't have had as much problem with alcohol or other hard drugs.
Right.
And by them keeping that away, they kept medicine away from us, basically.
Yeah, well...
I mean, people still did it, but it's not legal, so you have to be all secretive about, you know what I mean?
Right, well, just like back in the days of alcohol prohibition, the government went around and spiked alcohol bottles with poison.
They did.
Yeah, and if you remember, in the 70s, the government went around spraying marijuana crops with paraquat, which is poison, which is to harm or kill those people smoking the weed.
Right.
To generally scare people over it. So,
yep.
So what do you got here? Normal blog.
Just another example. You know, this is from October 2020. 15% of seniors report having used cannabis products within the past 3 years, primarily for therapeutic reasons or purposes.
Yeah, okay.
According to data published in Journal of American Geriatric Society.
It looks like we may be offline.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure. My streamer is still streaming.
Oh, no audio, Vinny said.
Yeah. So if anybody could still hear...
Oh, they don't like what we were talking about.
Yeah, well, they never do.
The NSA got us.
If anybody out there could still hear us, let us know.
No, we dropped.
No sound. Got NSA'd. Yep. Well, I don't know. My streamer is still streaming. Everything looks like it's going. And it wouldn't be streaming unless there's a problem.
Donna says we're back now.
Yeah, there could be a problem at Voskast.
Okay.
Which is not, yeah.
I guess we're back now, people.
All right. Sorry about
the
dropouts there, but I don't know what's going on. All right.
Anyway, this is a good. It looks like it's from Normal.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Share it up with us.
Seniors are turning to pot for therapeutic reasons, which I don't blame them, man.
Good, that's good.
I'll still be smoking when I'm 80 or whatever,
Yeah.
So, it's about time. I mean, cannabis is medicine. Okay, we're up again. Good. All right, cool.
Great.
So, they kept medicine from us. Okay? I mean, alcohol is deadly, and that's legal. Marijuana is not deadly, and it's illegal. Okay? So, I don't know how that doesn't compute, right?
No, it does not, except for the fact that we know they use it just as with the Corona Bologna. They use it to control people.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what they're all about, control. Oh, no, the government cares about me. No, the government doesn't.
No, the government does not care about you.
No, they tell you they do.
But
they want you to think that they do.
But if you go out there and talk to people, the same ones that are wearing the masks and accepting the vaccines, and you ask them about marijuana, they're going to spew back at you the government line on marijuana, how evil and horrible it is.
Right.
Because that's just the way it goes.
Yeah, we changed the time a little bit, Jeremiah. Sorry about that.
About 5 hours. And we changed the day.
Yes.
Last week, episode 1 was on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Now we're on Thursday at 7 p.m. So
we just had to do some adjustments with the schedule.
It's new stuff. Yeah. We got bugs to work out.
Right.
It was beta version last week, I guess.
Right.
And, I don't know what was going on with the streaming there, but...
Yeah.
Like I said, it could be something going on with Voskast.
The server, right.
Our streaming, because on my end, it never disconnected, so... Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
Out of control. Oh. That's not a good thing, to be out of control.
Oh, sometimes it is.
I guess it depends on the circumstances.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah. So anyway, going forward here in the weeks to come on this show, the show is called Free Your Mind, and we want you to just understand that you're being lied to, and that you have been lied to your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And
your parents and their parents.
Right, and on, generations, way many generations going back.
Mm-hmm.
The lies and propaganda that have been pumped into your head. Throughout your entire life, and that, who was it, Groucho? Maybe George Carlin. Yeah, George Carlin. He says, I have one rule about the government. If they say anything, it's a lie. That's a paraphrase.
Right.
That's a paraphrase, because I don't remember his exact phraseology.
Oh, crap, we lost you then. Uh-oh. Crap. Oh, shit. Oh, I'm still on here? How is that possible? I guess it's possible, but Grim, he's going to be disconnected in about 3 seconds, I would think. I would think so. Yeah, he's been having issues with Comcast, and it's not cool when you're trying to do a show on a broadcasting, a live show, and your internet dies. It's frustrating. It's really annoying if you're a show host, but you still got me. I don't understand how you guys, if Grimner's not on, and I can't hear it. Weird. Okay. Huh. All right. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in. I don't know if you can hear me still or not, but we'll be back next Thursday.
Hello? Can you hear me now? All right. I don't know. All right. Well, we'll be back next week. That's all. Bye.